General Motors has warned of grave consequences if U.S. President Donald Trump pushes ahead with his plan to impose tariffs on vehicle imports. The largest American automaker says higher tariffs could lead to a, quote, smaller GM, cost jobs, and discourage investment. The company is also worried that such an approach could increase vehicle prices, reduce sales, and trigger retaliation in other markets. Trump has repeatedly threatened to introduce a 25% tariff on imported vehicles. GM runs 72 manufacturing and auto part facilities and has some 110,000 employees in the U.S. Professor of International Political Economy, Mr. Alexander Azadegan, joins us from Los Angeles. Mr. Azadegan, welcome to the program. What do these, tell us more about what these new tariffs could mean, and also how it can impact other markets, how it'll affect other markets as a ripple effect with these tariffs.
Thank you, Bardio, for your invitation. It's always good to be with Press TV. Before I answer that question, I'd like to preface by saying that President Trump lacks the understanding that although there are major trade deficits with Europe, China, and some other countries, that in fact, it's the small measure that the current world reserve currency is the US dollar, which is, essentially means that the US keeps printing money to buy everybody else's products. So the status of the dollar having been picked as the world reserve currency for the past several decades has been giving US and its economy tremendous advantage, which Washington has unfortunately been exploiting and abusing in inflicting, for example, unilateral sanctions, for example, on whoever it wants, up to and including Russia itself. So if the true international community doesn't adequately address this issue, these coercive Washington addictions to sanctions would only exacerbate and keep setting wrongful precedent. Having said that, in the interest of national security issues, U.S. Commerce Department is contemplating whether Section 232 tariffs should or can in fact apply to Trump's tariff plan, and also when it comes to the cars and various auto parts. In this case, U.S. Chamber of Commerce has also come out strongly against Trump's tariff plans. So a 25% tariff, as you stated, as GM warned the Trump administration, would lead them to reduce, reduce U.S. operations and job losses. We are already witnessing this scenario, for example, with the motorcycle manufacturer Harley-Davidson, which announced the possible relocation of manufacturing somewhere else. So I'm afraid President Trump's so-called economic nationalism is founded on profound misunderstanding on how international commerce actually functions. And coercive measures are only going to weaken Washington's reputation and standing. In other words, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Thank you very much, Sir Alexander Azadegan, joining us from Los Angeles.